You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back.
And we are here with Mike Garrett. Mike is with the Solar Impact Firm. You're based in Gainesville. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Now, the reason we have Mike on is because we live in Florida, and it's called the Sunshine State. And I think Mike's got a plan to exploit that sunshine and help people save money and give us some insight on what's going on in clean energy in the state of Florida. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. I'm happy to talk your ear off about solar energy in Florida.
Now, you were telling me that there was a big move that was made in Florida with regard to clean energy today. What happened?
Orlando just announced that they're going to be the next city in Florida to make a commitment to 100% renewable energy following St. Pete's lead.
Now, how can a city do that? Do they have a bunch of wind farms, a big bunch of land committed to solar panels? How does that work?
You know, wind doesn't make an awful lot of sense in most of Florida, except on our coastlines. And we like those for tourists right now. So solar is playing a key role in helping states and cities make that commitment to renewable energy.
Now, what role does your firm play in the solar energy, I don't know what to call it, world?
Yeah, we're the largest installer of commercial residential solar in North Florida, and we're trying to become one of the biggest in the state of Florida.
So you're here meeting different people from the conference. What's the reception that you're getting to clean energy?
There's a tremendous amount of interest, especially when we start talking about the return on investment you get from solar. As a homeowner, we're headquartered in Gainesville. As a homeowner in Gainesville, you're looking at a 14% return on investment annual. And if you're a business owner getting the benefit of depreciation and federal taxes, you're looking at 15 to 20%, 25% return on investment.
Well, I have guys that I know that need to meet you right away. So when you get a reduction in costs, it's a permanent reduction in cost, and that's a direct impact on the value of the real estate.
Absolutely. And in Florida, we Amendment 4, which we voted on in August and was the only bill this last legislative session to make it through both the House and the Senate and land on the governor's desk, was to eliminate property taxes for commercial solar. Residential solar is already exempt from affecting your property taxes. So we're talking about fixing your expenses, reducing your expenses, and not hitting your property taxes and increasing the appraised value of your property while delivering a return on investment that could have a system paid off in 4 or 5 years and produce electricity for at least 25.
Now, when I was a young person, the cost of solar energy was prohibitive primarily because of the solar energy cells and panels. So is the cost coming down?
The cost has come down tremendously. We saw a few years back the price of silicon dropped about fivefold, and the industry has just blossomed ever since.
What caused the price reduction?
Increased demand, more mining operations, and more people developing them and asking to install them. We just didn't have that kind of demand back in the 80s around the first solar boom.
How'd you know when I was in college? Now, Mike, you're based up in Gainesville. Do your team use technology that was invented in Gainesville?
I wish that was the case. I'm trying to think of something. You know, there's legal models that were unique to Gainesville that made Gainesville a world leader in solar. Going back to 2011, so Gainesville, Florida was the first place in the United States to adopt the feed-in tariff model for solar, which is predominantly the German model and why Germany is kicking our butts in renewable energy. They adopted that program 2 years later. The price of solar didn't change. The technology of solar didn't change. But just the legal model for installing it changed so much that in 2011, Gainesville, Florida was ranked 7th in the world for the amount of solar installed per capita.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, what type of trends are you seeing in other parts of the state? Are they picking up on solar?
Barely. We are the Sunshine State. We're ranked 3rd for the amount of for solar potential, but we're ranked 23rd for the amount of actual solar installed. A lot of people are surprised to find Florida, not even 1% of our energy comes from solar right now. It's 0.17% coming from solar.
Well, how do we increase that, and is there a legitimate reason to believe that it will increase?
There's definitely a legitimate reason to believe it's going to increase. More often than not, it's just education. People aren't aware of the value solar brings or the reliability or the cost savings. And it's all about coming to events like this to meet developers and people in real estate who can look at things in a different way, can talk to somebody like us and figure out how we can help reduce their costs and make their, you know, if they're doing commercial development, their development more attractive to people who can come in and say, look, everywhere else you have a giant retail operation operating, you're going to spend whatever your utilities cost every month. But here, put solar or solar on my building, that's a fixed expense every month. You can project that out for the next 25 years.
And you could probably get somebody to help you pay for it that way. Now, I've seen a trend in many of the downtown buildings going green on their roof, putting grass on their roof. Will they soon be putting solar panels on the roof?
Probably. The panels weigh a lot less than putting in a grass installation. And people are paying attention to the marketing value of saying to their customers, we're powered by renewable energy. This is something that matters to us.
So then LEED certification, this files right into LEED certification. It helps people get points to get a better LEED certification?
It does, and in a not obvious way as well. Obviously, the panels and power coming from renewable energy is the obvious way it affects LEED. But on the non-obvious side, the panels actually act as a layer of insulation on the roof, and they're helping to reduce the thermal envelope of the building. So you can, if you know you're in the design build stage and you're planning a new building, you can minimize how much heating and cooling you have in the building if you know you've got solar on your predominantly south-facing roof and you're blocking all that heat from coming in. For real numbers, we've seen the heat change from about 165 degrees in a Florida summer air temperature on the roof drop down to about 90 degrees. So instead of if you're running at 75 degrees in your building, instead of a, 80-degree temperature coefficient, you're now at a 15, 20 degree. That's a big deal.
Wow, that is a big deal. And are you working with some architectural firms on this?
That's one of the ways we've seen a lot of change in the last 2 years. We've got developers for housing and commercial approaching us at that design build stage saying, I'm going to build this community and all the homes need to have solar pre-installed. Help me get there. Or I'm building this community and that's going to be my appeal to tenants is their power bills are fixed and I'm providing the initial investment on solar.
Now, do you change the upfront cost profile of these transactions?
Actually, what changes is the ownership model. So let's say the property owner puts down the initial investment for the solar. They'll work out a leasing arrangement for the tenants where the lease gets increased in the amount of the fixed energy costs. But the tenant's still benefiting from having a fixed cost of energy. The landlord's benefiting by making the property more desirable, getting all the tax benefits of solar. And then you build in a little margin of error so that we can guarantee your bills will be reduced by at least X amount annually. And if they're not, they'll make it up to you. But it's already a savings built on top of what they would have paid.
Wow, so then it's almost like a guarantee that you're helping them save money.
It's a guarantee. We want to minimize whatever perceived risk there is. So if we have to say we promise you'll save at least this much every year, then we're happy to do that because we're so confident.
Now, Mike, how do people get information about your firm?
I'd recommend checking out our website, solarimpact.com, or calling up our office, 352-338-8221. I'm here to help however I possibly can.
That's really great. Well, Mike, I want to thank you so much for joining us. One last comment that you can leave with people that will help them save money right away.
Most contractors, ourselves included, are willing to come out, spend an hour with you, look at your bills, get on your roof, and tell you how much solar can save you. So it's a very painless process to get the answers you're looking for.
So again, if people want to switch to solar or learn more about solar, how do they find you?
Check out solarimpact.com.
So, Mike, I want to thank you so much for being here today and changing the way that Florida gets its energy and the way that we build buildings. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today.